This is BBC Bite Size with Chris Smith and with Richard Van Norden. We're from The Naked Scientists. This podcast is all about the calculations that we rely on in chemistry. So, Richard, what's the reason that a chemist might need to calculate something?
Well, there are all sorts of reasons for doing calculations in chemistry, to work out what's happening or to work out what will happen if you do a reaction. And you could also do some simple calculations to see if you're losing most of your product down the drain as you do a reaction.
So why might that happen?
Well, because you can't create or destroy matter chemically, then the mass of the products of reaction that you get out should be the same as your starting materials.
So this would be a bit like weighing all of the ingredients for a cake individually. They're mixing them together to make the cake, and the cake should weigh the same at the end.
Yeah. If the weight of the mixture is less than the starting materials you've put in, you've lost some somehow. So if you're splitting water by electrolysis, calculations say you put in 9 grams of water and you got out 8 grams of oxygen, you should get 1 gram of hydrogen.
So if I got less than that 1 gram of hydrogen, that would be telling me that there must be a leak somewhere.
And that could be dangerous. Hydrogen is very flammable. You don't want it to build up. So you'd want to check as you were doing the reaction.
Well, that's all very well for very simple things like hydrogen and oxygen coming from water, but what about more complicated chemistry?
Well, you're not always interested in all of the products of a reaction. For example, if you found a kilogram of silver sulfide ore, what's the first thing you'd want to know?
Well, probably whether it was valuable and how much silver was in there.
That's what I want to know too. And to find that out, you'd have to work out how much silver is in your silver ore.
So how would you do that?
Well, silver sulfide is Ag2S, which means that for every atom of sulfur, you have 2 of silver.
So does that mean then that, say I had 3 grams of the silver sulfide, there would be 2 grams of silver and 1 gram of the sulfide?
No, because silver atoms and sulfur atoms don't weigh the same amount. Silver atoms are much heavier. In fact, silver is going to make up most of the weight of your whole mass of silver sulfide. In fact, you actually have to know the masses of the different atoms involved.
And how do you find the mass of an atom?
Well, atoms are made up of electrons, neutrons, and protons. Protons and neutrons weigh about the same. So we call an atom's relative atomic mass, or its mass number, the sum of the protons and neutrons. You can normally find the relative atomic mass of an element on a periodic table.
But if you look at the periodic table, for each of the elements, there are usually 2 numbers listed on each of those elements. So which is which?
Well, the 2 numbers are normally the number of protons in an atom, the atomic number, and the relative atomic weight, or mass. The atomic weight is protons plus neutrons, so it will be the larger number. Now, the atomic mass of the average hydrogen atom is 1, carbon atom 12, and chlorine 35.5.
So why has chlorine got such a funny number, 35.5? Where does that come from?
That's because there are several forms of chlorine called different isotopes, and each has a different number of neutrons, and so different masses. Most chlorine is chlorine 35, 35 protons and neutrons. About a quarter is chlorine 37. So the average mass is going to be 35.5.
Okay, but how does this help us to work out what's going on with that silver sulfide that we were talking about earlier?
Well, let's look at the periodic table. An atom of silver weighs 108 relative mass units. An atom of sulfur is much lighter at 32. So as long as you know the formula is Ag2S, you can work out the proportion of silver making up your silver sulfide. Now, we do this by working out the mass of silver in the formula divided by the total mass of the whole formula, the total formula mass.
And what actually is the total formula mass?
Well, that's the mass of the whole formula, in this case Ag2S, so it's the mass of 2 silver atoms and 1 of sulfur.
And how much do they weigh?
Well, we know that silver weighs 108, so 2 silver atoms must be 216. Sulfur weighs 32, so that's 216 plus 32, the whole formula, 240. The proportion of silver in that is 216 divided by 240, or 0.9, 90%.
So in other words, if I had a kilo of silver sulfide, then about 900 grams of that would be silver.
Exactly right. So tell me when you find one.